Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God has used the word fabulous to encourage me to excellence in all of the things that I do. I am a practicing believer who practices living the Word of God. I love to encourage others. And so the Lord told me that I'm a customer service agent for Him, and what I do is service the soul. It kind of reminded me of the Maytag man who says that he has nothing to do because he does such a good job. But when God told me that I'm a customer service agent for Him and what I do is service the souls, that meant that there is plenty of work to be done. And my portion, what the Lord has given me to do, is to encourage others. And I love it. I take my job seriously that God has given me, and I go about doing it with excellence. And I love that. I love that. So that's why I practice the God habit, so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. How about you today? How about you on today? I am so glad that you joined me on today. I am encouraged, and I've come to encourage you. I've come to see what it is that you're doing and where do you need encouragement. What is it that you need from the Lord to be about His business, to get a job done? Well, today I hope that what the Lord has given will do just that for you on today. What are you doing with your measure of faith? What are you doing with it? Your measure of faith. What are you doing with your measure? And so I thank God, and I hope that this will encourage you to ask yourself that big question. What are you doing with your measure of faith? And so we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it and talk about it. But before we do, we want to stop and have a word of prayer, and we want to let God know that we thank Him and that we appreciate Him for all the things that He has already done, that He's doing right now, and what He's getting ready to do. My thought in the morning after we've at the end of our prayer is, Lord, I'm expecting the greatest blessing ever on today. I'm expecting it. So I'm already ready for the blessings of the Lord to come in. I'm ready for them, y'all. I am ready. So get in your mind. Get it in your mind what you want God to do for you, how you want him to encourage you, what it is that you need from the Lord. You know, he is a merciful God. He's a kind God. I used to think that God was a mean God, but I don't so much think that no more. I think that he is a stern God and that he means what he says and he says what he means, the same as we should be. Say what we mean and then mean what we say. And so come on with me and let's go in and let's talk to the Lord. It's always time to talk to the Lord, and we should take that time out to talk to him and see what he has to say. Not always us talking, but what does the Lord has to say about our situations? All right, so are you ready? Most gracious Father on today, be sure to thank you, and Lord, we magnify you for who you are in our lives. We give you all of the glory, and we give you all of the praise on today, God, for you're good to us, and we thank you for it right now. What a mighty God we serve on today. You're great and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you. We thank you for life, health, and strength on today, God. We thank you for being a mighty God, a great big God that can do anything but fail. Is anything too hard for God? In the name of Jesus. And my answer is no. There isn't anything too hard for our God. He can do anything but fail. And we thank you for that right now, God. Thank you for your favor, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that's already, Lord, going out before us today, making crooked ways straight. Favor with you, God. Favor with man, oh God. In the name of Jesus. First, we want to ask that you would forgive us if we've done anything, Lord, said anything, thought in any way, acted, God, in any way to displease you with us. Please forgive us for it right now, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. We thank you, God, that we are healed in our minds, in our bodies, and in our spirits, oh God. We are healed as we stand on your mighty word. Proverbs 4, God, 20 through 22. Because we found your word, God, and we've hid it in our hearts, Lord. And it is life and it's health to all of our flesh, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, God. And we thank you for it right now as we stand on it, Lord. We're not moving from your word, God. We're standing. As we go through, God, we're standing on your mighty word. And we thank you for it right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your angels, God, that daily you encamp your angels around us to keep us from all sickness, through sicknesses, through all hurt, harm, and danger. Nobody but you, God. Nobody but a mighty God. And we thank you for that right now, Lord. We ask that you would go into the homes of your people on today, God, and that you would set them free, God, that you would send deliverance, and that you would heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Heal the mind, oh God. Heal the body and heal the spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go into the hospital, God, the homes, the nursing homes, God. Walk up and down those hallways and go into those rooms, God, and set your people free, God, in the name of Jesus. I touch and agree, God, with that man, that woman, that boy, and that girl, God, that are seeking you today for freedom. Arrest them now, God. In the name of Jesus, and set them free, God. I agree with them, Lord. I touch and agree, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it right now, God. Thank you for our leaders on today, God, our pastor, God, Elder Mitchell, Lord Jesus, all nations, God. Would you look on the elders everywhere, the pastors everywhere, the bishops, the mothers, God, the missionaries, the saints of God. Look on them today, God, and bless, God, in the name of Jesus. Give them what to do, God. Give each one what to do, Lord. We're living in this hour where we need your direction, oh God. We need your mercy, and we need your grace, God. In the name of Jesus, would you intercede, oh God. Intercede, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and help us out, God. Give us the wisdom, Lord, the knowledge and the understanding, God, that we need for this day, for this hour. Excuse me, for this time, for this journey, God. Give us what we need, Lord, and we'll thank you for it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, would you bless and look on those, the bereaved families, God. Encourage their hearts, God, as they, in this hour of bereavement, God. You're the only one, God, that know how to encourage a heart. Do it for your glory, God, for your honor, and for your praise, God. And we'll thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Would you continue to bless everywhere, God? And we thank you for it right now. We know that you are in charge, God, and that you have not lost anything, God. You know what you're doing. And thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to have the confidence, God, in you, Lord. This is the confidence that we have in you, God, that you are in control, God, and that you have not lost it. And help us to know that, God, and believe it, Lord, and then speak it and live it in your most holy name. And all of these things we ask in your name. And you said if we would acknowledge you, God, in all of our ways and our doings. You said, Lord, that you would direct us. And so, Father, we're giving you this prayer. We're giving this prayer to you, Lord. And we thank you for it right now. Thank you for talking with us on today, God. In the name of Jesus, taking our call. Yes, Lord. And we magnify you for it now, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen and amen and amen. We magnify God for prayer on today. I like that touch. Thank you for taking our call on today. Thank you, Lord. So many times, you know, we'll call different ones and we'll get their answering machine or we'll get their voicemail. And maybe it was really important what you had to say. Or maybe God sent a word, but you couldn't get through. But thank God for taking our call on today. Thank God that we can call him up through prayer. And he's never too busy. He's never too busy. And we sing the song, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. We can call him up, and we can tell the Lord just what we want. And that's exactly what we did on today. We called him up. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And thank God for answering prayer. Thank God for his anointing on today. As we go through the broadcast, we thank God for that. For prayer is always in order. Scripture said, man ought to always pray and never faint. So let's not faint. We are too close to the mark to faint now. We are too close to faint. So it's not fainting time, but it is praying and believing time, resting in the Lord. All right on today. Now, if you have a prayer request, and you would like us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your request there, Or you can go to my email. You can leave a prayer request on my email, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. You can leave it there. Or if you have needing a motivational encourager and you would like for me to come and speak at your event, you can email me at that same email address, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Now, if you have a testimony, yes, a testimony of what God has already done, doing, or about to do in your life, and you would like to share that testimony with us on today, you can do that. You can call 347-850-8928. And for the next 13 minutes, I am live and in living color. So if you got that testimony, come on with it and tell and share with others about the goodness of the Lord, what the Lord is doing for you. All right, then. And don't forget, check when you're on my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. Check out my website. Check out my books. And also check out my broadcast because they go there. They go there. So if you missed it, you can go to my website and still listen to the broadcast. All right. All right, I want you to be encouraged on today, for that is, and this is my ministry, is to encourage. So, what are you doing with your measure of faith? What are you doing with it? Have you ever thought about that? What are you doing with the measure of faith that God has given you? Because he's given each one of us the measure of faith, each one of us. And that's according to Romans 12:3. And it says each one of us have been given the measure of faith. So what are you doing with that measure of faith that God has given it? Are you growing? How long have you been in church, you say? And you're still in that same place, that same frame of mind? You have not grown any? I remember the late missionary Lois Monroe used to say, if you have been in church for 5 years, you ought to be ready for meat. But a lot of times we're still on milk. Because we haven't done anything with the faith. We haven't grown any. But God has given each one of us the measure of faith. And it's up to us. It's up to us to build on it. To build on what God has given us through his word. Through his word. Build on what he's given us. Not to just be in relationship with God and not grow. But in the relationship, we ought to grow. God gave all of us our start in faith. But what have we done with that measure of faith? The measure of faith. Isn't that something? How God gave every one of us our start. It's just like daddy, isn't it? It's just like daddy. He's just like that. That he wouldn't just put us out there and just leave us out there. So you think about your natural dad. And he said, well, now you're 18. I'm going to give you a start. I'm going to give you here. Here's this car that I purchased for you. And here's $1,000. Now, what are you going to do with that? Would you just take that car and that $1,000 and just go and just spend it all up? Or would you say, my Father has invested in me, and I need to show him my appreciation by being wise, and getting some help and a good understanding, and do what I need to do with what he's given me? But what have you done with that measure of faith? Now, over in Matthew 25, 14 through 30, it talks about the talents and it says that the owner, that he had went away, that he had gone away. Let me see right here. It says that, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. So he delivered, he was going to take a trip, and he delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. To every man according to his several abilities, and straightway he took his journey. So don't that remind you of something? That God gave each one of us, he's given each one of us the measure of faith. And not only that, but he filled us with the Holy Ghost, believers, and he has taken his journey. And now he wants to see, what are we going to do with the measure of faith that he's given us? How many talents has God given you? And what are you doing with them? You see, he said that he gave one 5, he gave one 2, and he gave one 1. And then he gave it according to their several abilities. What abilities do you have that you're not doing anything with? Matthew 25, 14 through 30. I want you to read that, and tell me, what are you doing with the measure of faith that God has given you? Now, I don't want you to tell me that you're too young or you're too old either, because there's no retirement in relationship with God. There's no retirement in that. He's daddy till the end. So he's the one that brought us in, and he's the one that takes us out. So there's no retirement. There's no age limit in God. So how many talents has God given you, and what are you doing with them? And please don't tell me that you told our Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man. How could we tell God that? That this is the answer that we would give him, because we didn't do what we were supposed to. Now, the one that had the 5 talents and the one that had the 2 talents, they went out. And it says, then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. So he used what God had given him. He used the faith that God had entrusted him with, that measure of faith. He took it and he built on it. He said, according to your several abilities. What abilities do you have that you're not using for the Lord, that you're not using You just lazy. Just lazy. Are you going to get a reward for laziness? I don't think so. I don't think there is a lazy award for anyone. He that had received, it said, and likewise, he that had received the two, he also gained another two. But he that had received the one went and he digged in the earth and he hid his Lord's money. And so after a long time, because, you know, Jesus is coming back. You do know that, right? So after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. There's going to be a reckoning day after a while. God's going to reckon with us. What did we do with that measure of faith that he gave us? What excuse are we going to use? But, you know, excuses are not going to be good enough. That's not going to be good enough. So, please don't tell me that that's what you did, that you told our Lord, I knew thee, that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. Read it for yourself. And I was afraid, and I went and I hid my talent in the earth. You did not do anything with the measure of faith God gave you. What are you doing with it? You are without excuse. You better get up. It's time to get up. Get up. Wake up. Shake yourself if you need to. He said if you need some joy, leap for it. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, if the blood and while the blood of Jesus is yet running warm in your body, you need to repent right now. You need to repent. If God has given you, and he has, he's given every one of us the measure of faith. But what are we doing or have we done with what God has given us? We need to repent and get up and get about the Father's business. I know you want your reward, but no work, no crown. No work, no reward. He's going to have his reward in his hand when he comes back. His reward, he said he's coming. The man went on a trip and he came back. And now he is giving out rewards for those that have done their job or the work that the Lord has given them. And I know you want your reward. But no work, no crown. So what did he tell that servant that came back? He said, thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which has 10 talents. For unto every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not, it shall be taken away, even that which he has. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So what are you doing with what God has given you? What are you doing with your measure of faith? What are you doing with it? Well, until the next time, what are you doing? Ask yourself that question with your measure of faith. All right. Bye-bye.